Message number 739. Mother of God, my son's body was torn to shreds. Saturday, March 23, 2013 at 11:45 p.m. My child, many do not understand my role as co-redemptrix. Nor do they know why this is so. When I accepted the call to become the Mother of God, I was bound to the covenant of God's salvation for humanity. When I bore my son, I felt the same love which any mother would have for their child. This pure, beautiful little boy was part of me, my own flesh and blood. Yet I was also aware that he was not just any child. His spirit entered my soul as soon as I set eyes on him. He and I were entwined as one, where I felt every emotion, joy, pain, and the love which coursed through him. I also knew that he was divine and that I was as such merely his servant, although he never made me feel like so. As a baby, he would lay his divine head close to my chest and murmur words of love with such emotion that it would fill my heart and I felt like it would burst with happiness. He, this little child of mine, became all that I lived for. Every touch filled me with such unbelievable tenderness and joy. All those who saw him even as a baby would tell me how special he was. His piercing eyes would stir their souls, and many did not know why. This special bond between me and my beloved son could never be broken. I knew that I had been born only so that I could become his mother. This role was the only reason for my being. And so to his every need I responded, and he with such love and compassion put all my needs before his. His desires were always met by me, his mother, his humble servant. When he was not believed to be the Son of Man, when he proclaimed the truth and did as his father desired, I cried bitter tears. How it tore me apart when I had to witness his persecution. I endured his pain not just as any mother would, were they to see pain inflicted on their child. His pain became mine and mine his. They forced him to walk hands bound in front with ropes around his waist, which meant he could walk only with a shuffle and a little at a time. While the cross was thrown upon his torn and shattered body, my pain was so excruciating that I fainted continuously. My pain was not just physical, my sorrow pierced my heart and tore it into two. To this day my heart is entwined with that of my son, and so during Holy Week I relive the pain, torment, and persecution with my son all over again. Children, to explain the savagery inflicted upon my son would be impossible for you to fathom, so vicious was the scourging. My son's body was torn to shreds. Never forget that he was the Son of Man sent to redeem every soul on earth, including those alive in the world today. He died in terrible agony in order to save each and every one of you today. His suffering did not end on Calvary. It will still be endured by him until the great day of his second coming. Those who ignore these warnings from heaven are free to do so. They will not be judged because of this rejection. But as they move further away from the truth of these revelations from heaven, they will be tempted into sin. The sins which they will be tempted with will be those which will be declared no longer to be sin by those enemies in my son's church on earth. Thank you, children, for opening your minds, your hearts, and souls to this call from heaven sent to you because of the love which God holds for all of his children. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.